John Flynn, former Erie County District Attorney, now a partner with Lippis Mathias, is on the Trocar College WBEN Lifeline talking about school violence this morning, John. The incident Monday at McKinley High School, a 15-year-old stabbed another 15-year-old three times in a stairwell. The two kids were involved in a stabbing in July downtown, and it seems crazy that they were allowed to be in the same school. But with privacy laws, can something like this slip through the cracks? I mean, the McKinley principal said he didn't know about the previous trouble between the two.
Well, the communication mechanisms are somewhat in place, Susan. I mean, when I was the DA, we put together what we called a high risk youth team, and that high risk youth team, was made up of members of law enforcement, members of school officials, community members, and we identified kids that were out there that were members of gangs that were troubled, that had problems, and those were known to the school district here. Now that I'm on the other side here and a legal analyst and part of the journalism community here, my sources tell me that McKinley did know about these two kids. So I'm not sure what the McKinley principal is talking about here. From my understanding, that this incident that occurred downtown was known to officials at McKinley, but that's neither here nor there. The fact of the matter is that the Buffalo Police Department or law enforcement in general doesn't have any legal obligation to inform the school district of kids who get arrested. Now they can. And they do in certain occasions. Now, like take yesterday, for example, I was talking to Commissioner Gamalia. He told me that this kid who made the threat to blow the school up, they notified, obviously, the school about that ahead of time. Okay, so there are ways and there are times when law enforcement does notify the school, but there's no legal mechanism in place or mandate in place that they have to.
So it's just an agreement between the two. But I'm wondering, should laws be tweaked so that schools definitely get this information that otherwise, is not released?
Well, I mean, there's a lot to that question, Susan. You mentioned the privacy aspect of it. You also have court sealing problems. So whenever a juvenile is adjudicated in court, whether it's in family court or whether it's in, adult court, in county court, certain times that juvenile is going to get granted what they call youthful offender status. Or, and sometimes when they're not even granted youthful offender status, the judge is going to seal those records so that charge and that conviction is not going to show up on a kid's record. Those sealing laws are problematic in the sense of notifying third parties about what's going on. When individuals get arrested, there's no sealing mechanism in place at the arrest stage before a conviction. But again, at the arrest phase, a person is presumed innocent until found guilty. And do you really want to notify people that a person's been arrested and put a cloud over someone's head when they may be not guilty and didn't do something? So, I'm with you on, doing what we can to notify schools about problem children, but all these legal rules with sealing and record protection and privacy are things that we got to think about.
I see. I get your point there. Well, on that other threat, the threat that was posted on Discord that was thwarted this week with a 15-year-old. He had a picture of a tactical rifle, threatened to shoot up a kindergarten at an unspecified school. The thing that I took away, he was charged with one count of making a threat of mass harm, a misdemeanor. I mean, a misdemeanor, where are the consequences?
There are none. That's my takeaway here, Susan. Here's my takeaway on this whole thing. We all talk about, and it's reported and discussed in academic circles and amongst school officials across the country about how kids, we need counseling. We need mental health services. We need community involvement. We need parent involvement. And I agree with all of that 100%. But what I don't hear enough is holding these kids responsible and accountable. Now, I recognize, and I've said this probably 1,000 times in my 8 years as DA, that I recognize that a child's brain is not fully developed. As a father of 5 kids, I'm an expert in that, okay? So I know that, all right? But there are kids out there. There are 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds who know what they're doing and who are bad kids and who need some tough love. And the fact that tough love is not being talked about and holding these kids accountable and, you know, and if need be, putting them in detention centers and punishing them and sending a message to these kids, that narrative, Susan, has been lost in the past 2 or 3 years. More than that now, 5 or 6 years since Raise the Age started back in 2019. And, you know, I'm reasonable, okay? Everyone knows me, all right? I'm reasonable. I know about counseling. I know about mental health services. Obviously, we need more parent involvement, okay? But we also need to factor in that these kids need to be held accountable and punished. And sometimes you got to send a message to these kids to make them scared about doing something or posting something on social media.
John, great discussion. Thank you for joining me this morning. I really appreciate it.